That's a great image that Jesus gives in the parable. There's this judge, he's corrupt. He doesn't fear God, doesn't respect any human being. But it's this persistent little widow who's going to come and start hitting him. That finally he's like, all right, I'll give you your just decision. Of course, he's making a point about God. He's making a point about God. And to draw faith from us, to draw forth faith from us. The end of the day, a long day, you're getting ready for bed and you stand before the mirror. You could ask the question, am I tired or am I weary? Am I tired or am I weary? Because they're two different things. Being tired is about being physically exhausted. It's a physical thing. But weariness is spiritual. It's a spiritual exhaustion. Where you can come to the end of your day and you look in the mirror and you can be tired, exhausted, but filled with peace. You've just spent your day giving of yourself in love. And you're exhausted physically, but you're filled with peace. But you can also come to the end of your day where you're exhausted and you're spent, but you're weary. You look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I'm weary. Because you're not experiencing a fullness, but a restlessness. It's an emptiness that's there. And of course, you can also, you can be filled with rest and filled with the finest food and still be weary. They're two different things. Sometimes they're together, but not always. One is physical, the other is spiritual. Am I tired or am I weary? Because Jesus tells his disciples this parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. To pray always is to live in a certain way. Because prayer, when we make it mainly about the words I'm saying, there's a lot of times I can go to prayer, and yes, I have the words that I can pray out of the prayers, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Rosary, but I feel like I'm empty, I'm lacking, I don't have the words to say to God. And if I make prayer about just the words I say, I can easily become weary. If I make prayer about time, which just like prayer is about words, but not mainly about it, in prayer you need time. But it's not just about time. It's not mainly about time. Because if I make it about that, I find that I'm lacking in that. I don't have enough of it. But prayer is about faith. It's about coming to God filled with hope, filled with the confident faith that when I come to Him, He hears. And that when I come to Him, I'm tapping into this great ocean of goodness that He wants to give to me. That this is the confidence I come to Him with. That faith is always about more. It's about more, more, more. When I have faith, I see more of reality, not less. Faith isn't being narrow-minded. I see more of the reality of the world, the reality of the human condition. I see more with faith. Faith is coming to God with more. I have more hope. I have more confidence. And to live in that way, that I'm filled, and I come to be even filled even more. Because God is not limited by anything. And it's that He wants us to live from, in that unlimited sense of being loved, peace, filled with Him. Faith is about more. Because, of course, prayer, as we know, isn't about changing God's mind. It's about me being changed. It's about me being changed and my faith being strengthened. When you stand before the mirror and you ask the question, am I tired or am I weary? A good way to know is, how did you sleep that night? How did you sleep that night? Pope John XXIII was Pope 60 years ago. And of course, when you're made Pope, the very first thing you do is you go to a room that's called the Room of Tears, and you put on your papal garments. And it's called the Room of Tears for a reason, because now the entire weight of the church is put on your shoulders. You have billions of Catholics that you have to answer to God for their souls. And he said the first couple weeks of his papacy as a new pope, he had a horrible time sleeping. Could you imagine the stress, the anxiety, the weight? But he said what turned for him was this change, essentially, from being weary to being tired. That he came to the end of the day and he recognized and acknowledged and prayed, God, this is your church. I know it's ultimately in your hands. I'm going to bed. But that's significant, because it's recognizing a reality that I'm placing this in God's hands, that I do what I can within the hours that I have in the day, and then, God, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. But we live, and this is part of our problem. We're both physical and spiritual creatures, but we live disconnected from reality. And it causes great anxiety, where we're not able to find rest. We're not able to have sleep. Why? Because we're disconnected from the reality of human relationships. So a lot of our communication is not even real. Texts and email, they're not real. And yet they cause all sorts of anxiety. It's because you're not communicating in a real way with another person. The reality of life, even where our food comes from, we're disconnected from that. The reality of death, in a lot of ways, we become disconnected from that. But there's still ways in which we're so connected that are helpful, that are good. The importance of that. There's this beautiful thing, because it's the reality of faith and prayer, and the reality that we belong to Christ as one body, as a church, and that it's not all about me having to always be strong and having to always have this perfect prayer life that I'm lifting up to God, but belonging to the church means I'm being held up continually as well. There's a poignant moment at the end of one's life at a funeral where we still have this connection with reality, where at the very end of your life, you're being carried, literally, by those who love you. You're being carried by them. Right at the end of the funeral, as you're about ready to be carried to your final resting place, there's this beautiful prayer that's prayed, because it gets to the reality of what's happening. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother, our sister, in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, they will rise with him on the last day. And the last words prayed in this place, in the church, is, let us in peace take our brother, take our sister to his or her place of rest. That we're being carried in prayer and in God's great mercy when we're at a place where we're not even able to pray for ourselves anymore. The church holds us up in prayer. In the first reading, Moses is the Christ figure, that as long as Moses is praying on our behalf, he's this prefigurement of Jesus praying on our behalf, we're receiving that goodness, that grace of God is being poured upon us. This is the beauty and the reality of even being able to come to Mass here, that you can come and you can even come weary and tired and not have to do anything, but come here and be able to be lifted up by the priest who, during the Mass, the priest holds his hands in the way that Moses held his hands up, in the way that Christ held his own hands up, and opened for us the whole ocean of God's grace that fills us, that fills our faith. And we're being held up and lifted up in this way. That if we live in that reality, we're able to live being filled with something, with his peace. How we rest in this life, everyone, is how we will rest in the next life. And I say that knowing that I don't rest real well most nights. But it's because there's an area of faith that needs to be filled. I'm not trusting that, no, this is in God's hands. I've given this to God. It's an area of faith that still needs to be filled so that I can pray always without becoming weary. At the very end of every day, and the church is continually praying in the Liturgy of the Hours, holding us up in prayer. There's night prayer that's prayed. And one of the final things, the final words, is we ask the Lord to protect us as we stay awake, watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Are you tired or are you weary? In whom do you find your rest? Because this is what he invites us to rest in his peace.